Joining us right now, Vicki Bowman from the Blood Center of Wisconsin. We've heard from several organizations over the past month or so that it's really, really tough right now at various blood banks. We've heard from Red Cross, now you're at Blood Center of Wisconsin. The supplies are really low right now, aren't they?
They are. Summer is always a challenging time to meet the need for blood, and that really is due to a few different factors. One being it's summer and everybody's busy on vacation, enjoying the beautiful weather, and we get out of our normal routine of donating blood. The other reason is schools bring in a good portion of our blood supply. So when high schools and universities aren't in session, that impacts our ability to collect blood. And because of that, we are running a special blood drive where we're going to have an incentive to encourage people to come out, take the time, and donate blood, help give back to your community. We will be giving everyone who comes in to donate a free one-day ticket to the Wisconsin Valley Fair, because we all like to go to the fair. And the blood drives are running on Friday, July 19th from 9 to 3, Monday, July 22nd, 11:30 to 5:30, Tuesday the 23rd from 12:30 to 5:30, and then again on Friday the 26th of July from 9 to 3. I do encourage people to make an appointment if you can. That will get you through a lot quicker. It does take roughly 1 hour to donate blood, and our blood drives will be held over at the Rothschild Village Hall. We will be, again, giving out free one-day tickets to the Wisconsin Valley Fair, so you will get into the fair free. You should bring along a photo ID, such as a driver's license. That's always a good thing to have with you. And make sure you're hydrated, especially in this heat. You want to make sure you're pushing your fluids, lots of water and or juice throughout the day, and make sure you've had a good meal. Again, we're going to be located at the Rothschild Village Hall. That's located at 211 Grand Avenue. And if you'd like an appointment, please give us a call. Our toll-free number to call is 1-888-310-7555. And you'll not only help somebody else out by donating blood, but you also get into the fair free.
I understand that donors do need to bring some kind of photo ID with them.
Yes, a photo ID such as a driver's license.
Now, here's an idea. While people are waiting for the grandstand acts, doing nothing, what about setting up a blood collection right there?
Well, we need to have air conditioning, and I need to have a large facility, so I can't do it like in a tent. We have to have a sterile environment, meaning bugs can't be landing on arms, and we need to have controlled temperature. So I guess if that was an option, I'm not aware of anything at the fairgrounds that is air-conditioned a large space.
Let's talk a little bit about that blood supply. The levels that you have in reserve are dangerously low right now, aren't they?
We are especially in need of O negative. O neg is the universal blood type, so that is the blood type we use in an emergency situation when someone may be in a car accident or trauma and they need to get blood immediately. O negative would be the type that they would get because it can go to anybody. So if you do have O negative blood, I really encourage you to come in and donate, because your blood type is always in demand. If you don't know your blood type, becoming a blood donor is a great way to get a free blood test. You will find out what type of blood you have. About half the population has O positive, and that's what I am. So that's another type that we actually do need a lot of, because so many people are O positive. But regardless of your type, I encourage you to take an hour of your time, give back to your community, and also get into the fair free.
True or false? We've heard that right now donated blood isn't sitting on the shelf anywhere for the, 56 days that you could keep it in reserve? It's going straight to hospitals because the demand is right now. True or false?
That is true. The blood that we collect today will be tested tonight, and then it's going out to hospitals the next day. So as soon as we can collect it, there is a need for it, and it is going out to hospital patients to meet that need.
As you get ready for the fall blood drives, when the students go back to college and high school, you think maybe the reserves will get built up a little bit by then?
We usually do well going into the early fall, and then once people start getting sick with colds and flu symptoms, that type of thing, that's always a challenge. And once the the roads start getting slippery, that also impacts our ability to collect blood. So yes, fall is usually a good time until, you know, we get into the sickness and the bad road conditions.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Just get that toll-free number again. If you have questions about donating blood or would like to make an appointment for our Rothschild Community Blood Drive, please give us a call. That toll-free number is 1-888-310-7555. And again, those dates are July 19th, 22, 23, and 26th at the Rothschild Village Hall, and you will get into the fair free.
Vicki Bowman from Blood Center of Wisconsin, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.